Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Turn the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at WillPod11 on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Welcome to finally for the first time in since, I guess, Halloween weekend, a victory fucking Monday. Obviously, an exciting day yesterday, for the Jets winning, in a blowout fashion, 36 over the Texans. Game that, I thought the Jets had a nice chance to win. Can't say that I foresaw them winning by 20 plus points. Zach Wilson for throwing for 300 and two touchdowns, playing the best game of his career. I thought the defense would have a really nice day, and I thought CJ Stroud would struggle, especially with the elements and just some of the injuries the Texans had mixed with this Jets secondary and defense playing at such a high level. But probably one of the most complete wins of the Robert Saleh era. You think back to games like even Green Bay, last year's a game that kind of comes to mind, the Bears game last year, some other games obviously as well. I'm sure I'm missing a few, but those are just games that the offense scored points, and it wasn't just this like kind of slog of like a 20-16 win or 13-10 or whatever it may be. As impressive an effort as you're going to see from the Jets offense probably this entire year. Let's start with the obvious. Special teams was amazing yesterday. What else is new? Greg Zuerlein, fantastic. Thomas Morstead just throwing, punting bombs down. Justin Hardy downing him inside the five, inside the, inside the two. Is it just a, daily and weekly occurrence with this team? Thomas Morstead, who will be on the podcast on Wednesday. So there's that. Greg Zuerlein, Morstead, and Hardy all should be a Pro Bowlers. Hardy probably won't go just because of the injury. But let's go to the defense, and I'll, obviously I'll finish with Zach. The defense was fantastic yesterday. I thought, from a defensive line perspective, speaking with some people, around the Texans, they were like, we just could not block, the Jets defensive line, and their secondary is fantastic. Bryce off another sack. The play he made on CJ Stroud to get that sack is, as awesome as the play as you'll see from defensive end. Wide nine technique, which means he's lined up really far outside the tackle, comes in, burst out with speed. Stroud rolls to his side and thinks, I think he thought he was just easily going to get away from it. And Huff cut on such a dime and was able to, bring down Stroud. It was incredible. Quinton Williams, seven pressures and a sack yesterday, was fantastic. Mosley and Quincy doing their thing. Solomon Thomas has casually had a really nice year here, up to four sacks himself, and which is a career high for him. Obviously a guy who's a former top three overall pick, having his best, best NFL season. Again, I mentioned Quinton, and really cool moment, later in the game, Will McDonald gets his first full sack of his career. Really nice move on one of the two or three best left tackles in football in Laramie Tunsil, and kind of one hand grabs Davis Mills and able to get him for a sack. So that was really nice to see. Again, linebackers played well. Thought the safeties played well, but most importantly, I'm not sure you'll see a better game as a trio than you saw yesterday from Sauce Gardner, DJ Reed, and Michael Carter. I tweeted out about a minute and a half clip of like six or seven, pass breakups from the three of them. Carter probably should have had an interception. Mosley should have had one. Carter had another really nice pass breakup. It was sticky in coverage. I mean, the Jets receivers only gave up, the corners only gave up about five catches the entire day yesterday. I think for like 30 or 40 something yards, obviously no touchdowns. Sauce Gardner was unbelievable. Tackle for loss. A million pass breakers, it felt like, should have had, an interception or two. Sauce, it's going to get one of these days. He's a guy that, just because you don't see the interceptions, does not take away from the fact of how damn good he's been, this year, and especially the last about 6 or 7 weeks. DJ Reed, I thought, was fantastic as well. Just it was just teach tape all over the field from this Jets, secondary and this Jets defense. I mean, holding CJ Stroud at a QBR of 6.5, eventually got knocked out of the game with a concussion. I think he held him to 91 yards, under 50% completion. I mean, just this is a guy who's going to run away with rookie of the year. He's probably played like a top five or six quarterback in the NFL, and it's just another example. I mean, they did it to Allen, Hurts, Mahomes, Herbert. They've now done it, obviously, they did some with the Ross. They do it now, obviously, to Stroud. And it just feels like when this team plays those elite quarterbacks, they step up to the plate. And outside of Dak and one Josh Allen game that got away from him, this defense has been unbelievable this year. And just credit to Robert Saleh, credit to Jeff Ulbrich, credit to, Antonio and Marco Emmanuel, Aaron Wycott. These guys have just coached these guys up, kept them bought in all year. And they got to see him play with the lead, and they delivered. So it was awesome to see that. Again, defense, special teams, fantastic. The Jets were really well coached on Sunday. There's a play, third down, Zach checks it down to Tyler Conklin.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Texted down to Tyler Conklin, and Jets went forward inside their 40-yard line, and that's when your defense, your coaching staff, trust your defense, trust your trust the special teams to take care of business. And that was really cool to see. So that was kind of the given positive. I think if you went into that game and said the Jets defense plays well, special teams plays well, not surprised. Zach Wilson, obviously, turbulent week. We covered it a ton. Does he or does he not want to play? Is he going to start? Is he not? All these different things. He obviously starts the game and actually had a nice first drive. Ends up taking the sack, obviously, and they miss out on points. But the first half, I felt like, looked okay, looked a little better than he had looked the previous couple weeks, but, still not scoring touchdowns, not getting points, 0-0 at halftime. At least he was getting Garrett Wilson some targets. He had a couple nice throws to Tyler Conklin, but overall you were like, I'm not really sure there's much improvement there. Had one, really bad ball to Garrett Wilson when he had Xavier Gibson running open, and you're like, all right, a little bit of improvement. Let's see what they had in the second half. I thought Hackett was calling a decent game, and boy, did we see some crazy improvement in the second half. That was an offensive explosion, touchdowns on six drives, three touchdowns, three field goals. It was something pretty damn impressive from this Jets offense. Again, Zach Wilson going out there, 300 yards, two touchdowns. He had the one fumble, but other than that, incredibly clean game. Didn't really put the ball in harm's way in any way, shape, or form. I felt like all night or all afternoon, and it was just impressive. He's playing with confidence, getting the ball out to his playmakers, force-feeding Garrett Wilson, force-feeding Breece Hall, got Tyler Conklin involved, Xavier Gibson, Randall Cobb scoring a touchdown. Thought Hackett called a really nice game. I thought Zach executed the game plan well again. Were they able to run the ball effectively? Not necessarily, but they ran the ball well enough on a few different times to at least have the Texans have to, have to be able to kind of respect it. And, it was cool to see. I think you're happy. I think anyone would be crazy have to be just happy for Zach, happy for this Jets offense and, guys that are sitting there and having to answer the same, you know, the same questions over and over and over again, and the same, you know, what's wrong with this offense and who's to blame and all these different things. And again, it's a talented Texans team, you know, playoff team, you know, going into the day. And the Jets, again, took care of business. You know, it was just, again, Jeremy Ruckert involved. You know, Billy Turner came in and actually did a really nice job. They lost Max Mitchell at one point. They lose Joe Tippmann at one point. They're already down Carter Warren. They're obviously down a million other injuries on the offensive line. And, you know, again, it was really nice to see some of these young guys. And I know there's a lot of talk of embracing the tank or trying to win games and all that stuff. Go win freaking games, man. It's too damn hard in the NFL to not be able to win games. And this team needs to win. This staff needs to win. I think these players need to continue to feel like what a December win's going to feel like, and beating a good team and build some momentum, you know, going into 2024. And, you know, I talked about it a lot yesterday, you know, with folks at the game. Could they be those, you know, the 2022 Lions, you know, going into 23 where, you know, struggled and the, you know, season's kind of over it, you know, it felt like it's over at 3-8, a little bit of a different situation, but they rattled off 6 straight wins. They end the Packers playoff hopes. Obviously they miss out and, you know, on a tiebreaker with Seattle, but the Lions came out like a buzzsaw opening in 24. And they're like, these guys are like, we built some real true momentum. The whole staff was coming back. This whole Jets staff's going to be back. This front office is going to be back. And most of these players will be back. So winning games in December does matter. Yes. And the Adam Gase era, winning games 7-6 or 13-10 in uninspiring fashion with a different core coming back, that momentum doesn't matter. And they weren't really impressive in the 5-2 stretch, right? So who cares? It matters a little bit more of, you know, got a chance to stack up some confidence and wins here. Listen, they probably won't make the playoffs. I get it. But you go out and beat Miami, we can start to have a real conversation, because you're playing Washington, who stinks, Cleveland with Joe Flacco, and the Patriots, who are tanking as well as they possibly can, although obviously didn't tank too well on Thursday night. So a lot of things need to happen between now and then. We're going to cover it. Brad Spielberger on the pod tomorrow, Thomas Morstead on Wednesday. So some, you know, some fun stuff there, but obviously want to kind of come on here, talk a little bit about the game yesterday. Again, enjoy the win. Wins are difficult. You'll have some ability to get excited about Sunday. And, you know, the report came out today. Rodgers, it looks like he, you know, may be cleared before Washington, whether he plays or not. You know, we'll be able to have that conversation if they take care of business against Miami. So again, we'll preview all that. We'll again recap a little bit more of of yesterday's win. But enjoy Victory Monday. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow.